This is Twit.
The guys at Malwarebytes revealed what is frankly a terrifying truth. For 2 months, starting in December 10th of 2014 through February 2nd, when Adobe patched a zero-day flaw in Flash, CryptoWall, this, you know, that we've talked about often, this, you know, the essentially crypto locker lookalike, which encrypts all the files on someone's machine and then asks for ransom, it was able to install itself through malicious ads that were being injected through the number one advertising network. And they didn't reveal the name, but they just said it's the number one advertising network. You could figure that out for yourself. And those ads were appearing on, typically for around 2 days each, on sites like where they were found on Dailymotion, Huffington Post, Answers.com, New York Daily News, HowToGeek.com, Tagged.com, and a handful of others. Because this was a Flash vulnerability, it was not necessary for the user to do anything. They don't have to, you know, it's not, yeah, it, I mean, this is as bad as it gets. You don't have to be fooled into a phishing attack clicking on a link that looks authentic in email. You simply go to the Huffington Post or Answers.com or HowToGeek.com with a browser that will, that has the Adobe Flash plugin still enabled and willing to run. And that's all it takes. You receive, if you happen to, in ad rotation, receive one of these deliberately crafted malicious Flash ads. It leverages the vulnerability, escapes from the browser, downloads CryptoWall, and encrypts your system. So the good news is...
and it probably does it in seconds, right? I mean, it's probably very quick.
Yeah, it's, you know, I mean, all of this stuff is unfortunately at the speed of light. So, and then, you know, it begins to encrypt and you're in trouble. So they discuss, the Malwarebytes guys found that the hackers were using something called the Hanwan exploit kit, which was hosted on rotating domains to evade detection. And it's interestingly, it wasn't a global attack. Even though those websites are globally available, one of the things it did was it deliberately targeted U.S. consumers operating from residential IP addresses. We don't really know why, but that was just their target. And no action needed for the infection, just for Flash to run. So, boy, I tell you, I mean, if you didn't have enough reason to remove Flash from your browser before, the fact that we're seeing the ability to inject malicious ads using zero-day unpatched vulnerabilities. Oh, and what's interesting is on this date on February 2nd, the patch was released on the 2nd from Adobe, and the next day the attack campaign stopped. So,
which
is really interesting to me. That's
it, doesn't it?
Yeah. Well, and yeah, and it also says that it was. There were a set of trade-offs the criminals were balancing, because they didn't want to give up their network. That is, they didn't want their network to be discovered. They didn't want themselves to be discovered in any way. So as long as there was a high probability, that is a sufficiently high probability, that they could get a percentage of victims that made it worthwhile, they were willing to expose themselves to the degree they were, and for example, they did enough that Malwarebytes was able to find them and track them and build this complete profile. But the moment that probability of infecting people dropped, they said they immediately pulled their system down, obviously to preserve it for the next opportunity. They didn't want it to be taken apart. You know, as soon as it didn't look like it was going to pay off, it's better to protect it and keep it secret than it is to expose it as the number of people patch and the probability of getting crypto wall infections drops. So I think that represents, among these facts, one of the most interesting is that the logic on the strategy is, as long as this is unpatched, we're going for it. But everything we've built in order to make this happen, the bad guys presumably think, only makes sense to keep deployed until the patch happens. So that also implies that they've seen rather rapid patch adoption. It's not like they waited a month and then they shut it down. The next day, gone. So,
wow.
Really interesting.
Yeah.
Little peek behind the curtains.